Switching gears from cars and crime to swords and sorcery, it's the wonderful world of Dungeons & Dragons. Infogrames is bringing the popular pen and paper game to all three consoles later this year. The game is called Dungeons & Dragons Heroes, and it's this week's first look.
D&D Heroes is an action RPG experience and with the emphasis on action. And more than that, it's a cooperative experience. It's taking the origins of D&D, the social interaction aspects of D&D, and kind of bringing that back to where it was. D&D is all about sitting around and playing with your friends, and at least the pen and paper game. So what we really tried to do is kind of take that full circle and really bring that experience back to the table. The story revolves around Castle Bale, which is once this great, great castle of this kingdom that was destroyed by this evil dude, Caden. So basically, these four heroes were summoned to defeat this great evil. So they end up defeating him, but they die in the process. And what ends up happening is a cleric discovers where Caden is buried, like any good bumbling cleric, tries to raise him from the dead to take his powers. It all backfires. Caden's back to life now, so the four heroes are resurrected once again, and that's where you start the game out. There are four characters that you play as, that you can play as in D&D Heroes. I like to call them the four basic food groups in D&D. You have the fighter, you have a wizard, you have a rogue, and you have a cleric. And those are really the first four characters that were born out of D&D, pretty much, when, you know, Gary Gygax released the old D&D pen and paper brown box game ages, you know, 1974, I think, 73. Long time ago. You can play a game with two clerics and two wizards, or four fighters, or one of each, however you want to play. If you've ever played in Gauntlet, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, very similar style of gameplay. It's a third-person isometric view. It's fully 3D with a fully rotatable and zoomable camera system, so you can get really in close on your characters. The game was built around multiplayer, but it was not built around online multiplayer. What we have is what we call the couch trip. Plug a controller into your port, hit start, everyone joins in and plays. We're all sitting together in the same room playing together. Just because it's D&D doesn't mean you need to wear a big G on your forehead for geek. It could be cool.